Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Rebuild and Rise podcast. I'm Michael Hanks. Today, we're going to be talking about the power of reflection, okay? And I want to start off with a passage from the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verses 40 through 41. It reads, "Let us test and examine our ways. Let us turn back to the Lord. Let us lift our hearts and hands to God in heaven." That single verse captures the heart of everything we're going to talk about today. Testing and examining our ways is not a passive act. It is an intentional, deliberate turning point, turning inward, okay? It's a willingness to look honestly at where we have been so that we can walk forward with greater clarity and greater strength, okay? Reflection is not about living in the past. It's about learning from it. It's about gathering the wisdom that your experiences have produced and carrying that wisdom forward into the next season of your life. And when you combine honest reflection with consistent journaling, something extraordinary begins to happen. You start to see patterns. You start to recognize growth that you may have otherwise dismissed, okay? You begin to see the hand of God in the details of your story. So let's get started here, guys. Let's look at, I want to start off with a question, okay? Do you actually know how much you have grown? Most of us are far better at cataloging our unsuccessful attempts that we've made, okay, than we are at acknowledging our progress. We carry a mental list of every mistake, every missed opportunity, every moment we fell short of our own expectations. But growth tends to be quiet. It happens gradually in the small decisions, in the moments where you choose patience over reaction, where you showed up even when you did not feel like it, where you kept going when everything in you wanted to stop. The danger of not measuring growth is that we begin to feel like we are standing still. And when we feel like we are standing still, discouragement creeps in. We begin to question whether the effort is worth it, whether we are capable of things we are reaching for, whether God is really at work in our lives. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18 says this, "The path of the righteousness is like the first gleam of dawn, which shines even brighter until the full day of light." That is a picture of progressive growth. The light does not explode all at once. It builds. It increases gradually, steadily, faithfully. And if you're not paying attention, you miss how much brighter your path has become. So how do we begin to measure growth honestly? I want to walk you through three areas where I encourage every person to look back before they look forward. The first area is your mindset. Think about the version of you that existed 1 year ago. What were you afraid of that you've since faced? What did you believe about yourself that you have since you challenged? What narrative was running in your mind that you have begun to rewrite? Mind shifts are often the first and most significant indicators of growth, and yet they are the ones most likely to overlook because they do not show up on a resume or in a bank account. But they are foundational. Every external transformation begins with an internal one. There's a passage from Ecclesiastes, chapter 18, verse 19, it says, "Before you speak, learn. Before you get sick, take care of yourself." Preparation and awareness are acts of wisdom. Measuring the growth in your mindset is how you acknowledge that you are becoming wiser, that you are taking your inner life seriously, and that you are building the foundation that your next season requires. The second area is your relationships. Look back at how you were showing up in relationships a year ago. Were you more reactive? Were you more guarded? Were you given from a place of depletion or a place of overflow? Growth in relationships, often growth in emotional intelligence, boundaries, and the capacity to love well without losing yourself in the progress. Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 14 says this, "A faithful friend is a strong defense, and he that hath found such a one hath found treasure." The quality of your relationships often reflects the quality of your own internal work. When you grow in self-awareness and empathy and integrity, the people around you begin to reflect that back to you. Measuring relational growth is measuring the depth and health of your most important connections. The third area is your purpose. This one is personal to me, and I suspect it's a personal to many of you as well. Think about how clearly you understood your purpose a year ago compared to now. Has it sharpened? Have you stepped into something that previously felt too big for you? Have you said yes to an assignment that required a version of you that had not yet arrived? And when you showed up anyway, right? The book of Tobit, chapter 4, verse 19, seek his guidance in all you do, and he will direct your paths and grant success to you and all to all who live uprightly. Growth and purpose is not always linear. Sometimes it looks like a season where pruning, a sense of waiting, a season of preparation that felt like delay but was actually development. When you look back with honest eyes, you begin to see those seasons for what they are. You begin to see the wisdom in the waiting. You begin to see to trust the process with greater confidence because you have evidence of God's faithfulness in your story. I want to encourage you right now. Before we move into the next segment, to take a moment and think about one specific area where you know that you have grown over the past year. It doesn't have to be dramatic. It does have to be something that anyone else would recognize or celebrate. It just has to be real. Hold on to that thought because we're going to build on it in the next segment. Now, we've been talking about looking back to measure growth. And now I want to give you the practical tools to make that process a consistent and fruitful part of your life. Journaling is one of the most powerful practices you can adopt. And yet it is also one of the most abandoned. People start strong. They miss a day and then they never go back. So I want to reframe what journaling is before I give you the prompts. Journaling is not a performance. It's not a record of your best days or a highlight reel of your spiritual victories. It is a conversation with yourself and with God. It is a space where honesty is welcome, where questions are allowed, and where you give yourself permission to process what you are actually experiencing rather than what you think you should be experiencing. Psalm chapter 77, verses 11 through 12 says this, "But then I recall all you have done. O Lord, I remember how your wonderful deeds of long ago, they are consistently in my thoughts. I cannot stop thinking about your mighty works." That's journaling. That is the act of actively recalling, intentionally remembering, and consistently returning to the evidence of growth and grace in your life. Let me give you 7 journaling prompts that I want you to begin to work through. You don't have to do them all at once. You can make one per day, one per week, or you can just sit with them for an entire season until you've exhausted what it has to offer you. Listen. Number one, what was I carrying this time last year that I am no longer carrying today? This is about release. It's about acknowledging the weight that you have set down, the burden that has been lifted, the fear that no longer has a hold over you like it once did. Write what you used to carry and what it felt like to carry. Then write about the moment or the process through which you were able to let it go. Number two, what did I learn about myself in my hardest moment this past year? The book of Judith, chapter 8, verse 27 says this. Remember what he did with Abraham and how he tested Isaac and what happened to Jacob in Syria and Mesopotamia. While he was keeping the sheep of his lemon, his mother's brother, for he hath not tried us in fire and he did them. For the examination of their hearts, neither hath he taken revenge on us, but the Lord, though scourge them that come near unto him to admonish them. Hard seasons are not punishment. They are classrooms. This prompt invites you to sit with your most difficult experience from last year and ask what it taught you about your own capacity, your own character, and your own faith. Number three, in what area of my life am I most different today compared to 12 months ago? This is a growth audit. It is a direct and honest look at transformation. Write about it. What's changed? How's it changed? And what it took to get there. Be specific. Vague answers produce vague clarity. The more specific you are, the more clarity you will see in your progress. Prompt 4. What did I do this year that I once believed I could not do? This is my favorite one, okay? Because it confronts the stories we tell ourselves about limitations. Every single person listening to this right now has done something in the past 12 months that a previous version of themselves would have said was impossible or too difficult or not meant for them. Write about that thing. Celebrate it. Let it become evidence that you can use the next time doubt tries to convince you that you are not capable. Number five, where do I see God's hand most clearly when I look back at this past year? The Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 3, verse 1 says this, but the souls of the righteous are in the hand of God, and no torment will ever touch them. This is an act of worship. It is a deliberate search for the divine in the details of your story. When you take the time to trace the fingerprints of God across the landscape of your year, your faith deepens, your trust grows, and your capacity for gratitude expands. Write about the moments where you know, beyond a shadow of doubt, that you were held. Prompt 6. What is one belief I held at the beginning of this year that I have since released or revised? Growth requires the willingness to change our minds. It requires intellectual and spiritual humility. The recognition that who we are today is not who we will always be, and that evolving or thinking is not a sign of weakness, but a sign of wisdom. Write about the belief that has shifted, what caused it to shift, and how your life has changed as a result. All right, number 7. What does the version of me that I'm growing into look like? Okay, this is about forward facing. It bridges the work of reflection with the work of vision. After you've looked back and gathered the evidence of your growth, I want you to look forward and describe with as much clarity as you can the person you're becoming. What do they believe? How do they show up? What do they carry? And what have they released? Write that person into existence on the page. Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 2. Write my answer plainly on tablets so that a runner can carry the correct message to others. There is power in writing things down. There is power in making the invisible visible. And taking what lives in the private world of your thoughts and giving it a form of language on a page. When you journal consistently and intentionally, you are not just recording your life, you're shaping it. You are participating in your own becoming with purpose and awareness. I want to encourage you to commit to one journaling session per week. Using these prompts, set aside 20 to 30 minutes in a quiet place without your phone, without distraction, and without judgment. Give yourself the gift of that time. You are worth the investment. Guys, let us pray. Father, we come before you with grateful hearts. We thank you for the gift of another day, for the gift of growth, and for the grace that has carried us through every season that has tried to break us. We thank you that we are still here, still standing, still reaching, and still becoming. Lord, I pray for the ones that have been going through something hard, who have been carrying something heavy, who have been wondering if the work they're putting in is actually making a difference. I speak over them right now with the authority of your word, which says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, that we should not become tired of doing good. For at the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up. God, I ask you renew our strength. I ask you give us the courage to look back without shame and the faith to look forward without fear. I ask that you show us clarity, how much we have grown. I ask that you remind us that how you've been present in every chapter of our life, God. That nothing was wasted and every hard season has been producing something in us that could have not been produced any other way. God, I pray for all of us rebuilding right now. God, we're in the middle of something that feels like rubble and then it does like a foundation. But I speak the words of Nehemiah chapter 2, 20 over those. You are the God of heaven and you will help your people rebuild. Their portion and their right to carry out this work belongs to them because you have called them to it. Rebuild and rise. That's not just the name of this podcast. That's a declaration of the life of everybody. We're rebuilding. We are rising. And the God who started this good work in us is faithful to complete it. In Jesus' name, amen. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. Hey, don't forget to add me. It's Michael Hanks on Facebook and Rebuild and Rise on Facebook. Also, like, comment, subscribe, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. Until next time, keep building, keep growing, keep rising.